Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. Global energy giant Acciona has announced the development of a new $2 billion wind project within the MacIntyre Wind Precinct outside of Warwick. The new 1,000-megawatt Herries Range wind farm will bring the expected power output from the MacIntyre farm up to enough to feed 1.4 million Queensland homes. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the government's plan is to start manufacturing equipment like this in Queensland.
These 180 turbines will create 600 jobs in construction. Of course, more jobs building the supergrid. There's even more jobs building the supergrid to make sure that energy can go from these wind turbines to where we need to use it, to our households and to our heavy industry.
Police say now's a great time to be aware and protect ourselves from scams and phishing emails as cyber criminals look to take advantage of online shoppers. Mike Newman from the Financial and Cybercrime Group says Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales mark the start of the holiday shopping season, and he's urging Darling Downs locals to be scam aware.
Big red flags if you're receiving unexpected text messages. Really double check on the URL or on the link that's actually provided, and double check it is actually a real link. Don't click on it.
The public are being asked to help locate a missing 58-year-old Laidley Heights man, Scott Guild. Scott was last seen on Friday afternoon when he left a Heron Street property in his white Holden Commodore Ute, Rego 621IHR. He's been described as Caucasian, 190 centimetres tall with a slim build and a long, thick brown and white beard, and he may be wearing his black Akubra hat. Police and his family have concerns for Scott's welfare as he has a medical condition which requires medication and his disappearance is out of character. And finally, the Forensic Crash Unit is investigating yet another fatal traffic crash on our region's roads. A 22-year-old Warwick woman was pronounced dead at the scene of a single-vehicle crash at Morgan Park on Friday night.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.